My next guest and I were just talking about how we did not run into each other last year, but we did this year. He is a former NFL running back, 9 years in the league, played for the Bucs, the Patriots, the Steelers, the Eagles, the Lions, three-time Super Bowl champ, 2016 NFL rushing leader, played his college ball at Oregon, active now in the cannabis industry, and the owner of his own company, LG's Feel Good, which we will get to. LeGarrette Blount is my guest. My man, what's up? How you doing?
I'm good, man. I appreciate you guys having me on, man. It's always a pleasure. I'm a big fan.
Well, good to see you. I'm a big fan, too. So, listen, let me start right here. Because you played such a physical, punishing brand of ball, and while you gave as good as you got, you probably had to pay the price for every single yard you ever gained. How are you feeling these days, and what's your life been like since you stopped playing?
I feel really good. Dealing with obvious just little pains here and there. That just comes with the game and 20-plus years of football on your body. But I'm living great, man. I can't complain. The family is good. You know, my son plays football. My daughter cheers. You know, it is living great, man. I got a five-year-old that is – we don't know if he's going to play basketball, football, or whatever, but we're going to let him follow his dream.
So how old is your other son, and what's it like for you to watch him play?
He's 13. It's amazing to watch him play. It is extremely fun. You know, me being the coach, you know, his head coach and play caller, it always plays out, you know, well for him on that matter, considering the fact that
his old man is coach.
Yeah, and he knows that if he does anything wrong or if he shows any signs of a bad mentality or getting discouraged, you know, he'll be standing over there with me reading the plays off the play call sheet. So he knows that, man. And he works hard. He works really hard. No days off mentality. He loves to work out, loves to go catch the ball. Man, he's a great kid.
Do you coach him hard, or do you treat him like everybody else, or maybe coach him a little bit harder because he's your son?
I coach him a lot harder. Yeah. You know, I expect a lot from him. I want to see him grow. I want to see him emerge. I've seen a lot of things inside of him that he can be a special football player. And he has a great group of kids around him, quarterbacks, tight ends. He has a really solid football team, and we have a really solid program. So I'm going to try to ride this all the way through high school. Maybe I can get into one of these high school coaching jobs.
I like it. LeGarrette Blount joining us. I think a lot of people look at your career and they don't really remember how it started. Like, dude, you've had an amazing football life. I mean, you started your college career at East Mississippi Community College.
Yes, sir.
You were undrafted coming out of Oregon, yet you finished with three rings and a rushing title. Looking back, does it all seem a little surreal and almost unbelievable?
It is. Looking back at it, it's hard to believe that I've been as successful as I am, considering the fact that I've been through so much. You know, obviously at Oregon, going through what I went through, you know, just a whole bunch of different things that I've been through in my life growing up. So, you know, it is nothing short of a blessing to be here, and being able to talk about it and have the success that I've had over the course of my career. So, it's still hard to believe, man, but I can't say that I have not worked hard to get here.
Hell no. No, you've earned it. You earned, like I said, you earned every single yard. You know, you followed up the two Super Bowl wins with the Patriots by winning a third with Philadelphia when they upset New England. I was talking to Bill Romanowski on the show yesterday because, well, he's Romo. I love Romo. Romo also won multiple rings. He played with the Niners. He played with the Broncos. He played with the Raiders. But he said the Philly fans are the greatest fans he's ever seen. What was it like to live and play in that city when you won the ring?
You can't compare it to anything. I can't compare it to any other ring that I've won. And considering the fact that I had a good game, I scored a touchdown. That was the only Super Bowl I've had a touchdown in. I had almost 100 yards rushing. So, I mean, of course, this is going to be my favorite one. And being greeted in the city that has never won a Super Bowl is like no other. It is truly amazing to see and be a part of, and having those, you know, having people shut down everything and being able to have the kids there, you know, obviously kids going to school is important, so go to school. But, you know, having to be a part of it and having the whole city be really a part of that and, you know, getting off and shaking hands and doing all those good things, it is second to none.
So, for instance, when you go back, do you spend much time at all there? And when you go back as one of those guys that was on that team who had a good game, how are you embraced?
Man, I am embraced wholeheartedly.
Yeah, hell yes.
Wholeheartedly. you know, with much love. I mean, all the way to the point to where, you know, when I get off the plane in Philly, you know, there's people there. I don't know how they ever find out that I'm flying there or when I'm there, but they're, you know, usually there's a handful of people there with
some
pictures.
They make their job,
you
know, they know.
Yeah, they know. They know. And it is crazy because I try to keep, you know, I try to stay as private as I possibly can be, considering the fact that my life has been on camera the entire, you know, entirety of my life is with football. So I try to stay as private as possible, but I can't complain, and I can't say that I don't love the fact that they love me.
Dude, were you kind of, what are you going to do about that, man? If they love you, they love you. That's interesting what you just said. Were you kind of more of a shy guy, an introverted guy? Like, you were about the game, the process, your teammates, the structure, but all that other stuff, the bright lights, could you have done without that?
Yeah, I could have definitely done without that. You know, I have a really close knit circle. And yes, I do have like a lot of friends that are on the team. You know how it is. Mostly guys that are in my position group. So all the running backs, James White, Deion, Brandon Bolden, you know, all those guys are the guys that I really stay close to and close knit with. But for the most part, outside of my teammates and my team, I'm a pretty shy guy. I mean, I don't like being in a crowded area, none of that stuff like that. My teammates are my brothers and my family, so I'm not really shy around those guys. But for, you know, if it's me and I'm out in a setting and these guys aren't around me, then it raises the anxiety a little.
I got you, man. I really respect that. That's a really honest answer. You keep your circle tight. I get that. So I mentioned you're doing some work in the cannabis industry. You have your own company, LG's Feel Good. How did you first get into the business? What is the company's mission statement? What are you looking to do?
So I first got into the business later on in my career. I obviously throughout my career, I did take like the pain pills and the things that, you know, that help you be able to play and this, that, and other. And I just started hearing more and more about people. Hey, man, this guy was hooked on these opioids after he got retired. This guy was hooked on this after he got retired. And this guy couldn't get away from this after he retired. And, you know, hearing some of the guys that passed away because of kidney and liver and stuff like that, that obviously comes with taking opioids for an extended period of time. I wanted to get away from that. So I tried a CBD. I tried some CBD when I was in the league. It didn't work too well for me. I didn't like it much, but I did like the idea.
How come?
It just didn't last that long. It wasn't as effective. I did feel some of the effects, so I could tell what it was supposed to do, but it didn't fully work.
Sure.
So which amped me to go to my side of things. I went and got some lab people. I went and got some testers. I did, I don't know how many runs before I felt like I got it perfectly right. And that's what kind of led me to here. And that's what kind of led me there, is just making sure these guys know that there's an alternative to pills and to, you know, all kind of opioids that'll affect you down the road in life. This is a way to get away from that. This is topicals. These are things that you can put on your body that'll never have a negative effect on it whatsoever. It's all natural. It's all organic, and it's 100% THC free.
You know, see, the thing is, there's so much in that, right? There's so many different layers to that. You know, there's a whole culture of availability is your best ability. You do what you need to do to get on that field, because if you don't, somebody else will be there. How do you change that? I mean, that's not an easy thing to fix or change or address, right?
Yeah, no, it's not. You know, and the best way to beat it, is, you know, toughen up and some understand that some games you're not going to feel 100%. There's going to be some games where you're like, damn, bro, I really got to go out there and play, and I don't feel like playing, you know. And the crazy thing is playing the game is the fun part. Like the week of work is what people don't get to see, and that's what we deal with. You know, that's where you get the nicks, and that's where you get the bruised knee and the bruised bones and stuff, is at practice. You know, and the game is the fun part, and sometimes you don't wanna go play. You know, you feel bad, or you know, whatever your mood is, and you got to be able to mentally get yourself out of that headspace. And some guys can't, you know, and we got a product for that as well. You know, I got some anxiety gummies that work for that as well, that can calm you down in situations like that.
So let me ask you that, and this is interesting. In terms of the product line, are we talking about just products for athletes to help them deal with pain management, or are there other products and benefits for folks from all walks of life?
One, I'm happy you asked that. So it is.
I'm good at this, dude. That's why
these products are for everyone. This is for a doctor. This is for a stay-at-home mom. This is for a construction worker. This is for, you know, a coach. This is for anyone that just walks around and deals with any kind of discomfort and pain. We have the sleep gummies. We have anxiety drops. We have a rollerball topical. So we have pain patches that last 24 to 36 hours with transdermal technology. If you get punched in the face and you put the patch on your shoulder, the medicine goes to where the pain receptors are. So we have all of these things, and we are excited and ready to just get all of this out there and let the world know that there's other ways to heal rather than taking
pills.
Dude,
I like to know that if I get punched in the face, there's a patch that will address that. That's good to know.
Yeah.
Dude, help me with this. So if people want more information, where do they go to find the product?
They go to lgsfeelgood.com. That's lgsfeelgood.com. That's where the company, that's the website for the company, and that's where all of the products are.
I love that. In fact, you mentioned a couple of things that are actually interesting to me. Really quickly on the way out the door, who you got this weekend? What do you think it's going to come down to?
I got Philadelphia. I think it's going to come down to the running game, but I got them winning by more than 10 points.
Okay, that's good to know. What do you think about that running game, man? They've got three guys that can tote the rock. We know they're monsters up front. What do you think about that running game?
It is unfair for teams to have to play against that because you have so many avenues of different runs. You got outside zone, inside zone, quarterback keepers, traps, powers, and the list goes on. And it's hard to dissect that, and it's hard because their offense is so unpredictable, yet they're so efficient. And you got those guys that, you know, Miles Sanders, 11 or 1,200 yards.
I love that dude. How do you feel about his game?
I like him a lot, man. And for him not to be a big physical back, bro, he's probably one of the nicest running backs in the league.
Right.
And he's not even a big, huge guy, but he's an all-around back, and that's what people are looking for nowadays. The Austin Ecklers, the Alvin Kamaras, the Saquon Barkley, he's one of those guys.
Yeah, none of that crap about how the running back position is completely devalued, right?
Yeah, nah, it's starting to come back strong. You look at these guys nowadays, and you're seeing that, you know, some guys are getting the big paycheck. You know, Zeke opened the doors for that for a lot of the guys when it comes to getting that big paycheck. So, you know, him, Gurley, all those guys opened the doors for guys to get the big paycheck. So the running back room is coming back, and it should be valued because you can't win without it.
My man, he's a former NFL running back. He's got three rings to his name and very active in the cannabis industry. He's got his own company, LG's Feel Good. Dude, I'm glad we caught up with each other this year. Might have missed each other last year, but great to have you back this year, man. I appreciate you.
I appreciate it, man. Always a pleasure,
you
man.
Too.
Thank you.
LeGarrette Blount joining us on the row. Love that. Good stuff.